Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com.
We'll do it live!
We'll help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. And as we like to say here on The Odd Couple, this is the way sports talk radio should be.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
That's
and
right.
If it's free, it's for me.
Yes, great funny humor like that is in store for you over the next 3 hours.
Hey,
that's why you should keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Let me welcome in my partner. He's clearly dying to get on the mic. Rob Parker.
Rob Parker.
That's right. Let's go. Let's go on this Trash Talking Tuesday. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to plan my comedy tour around the country this coming summer, Chris. Five or six cities. I'm ready to go.
Wow.
Tell us more.
I'm ready to go. I'm going to make
the trip. I mean, you got, like, so you have some shows booked already?
No, not booked, but I got traction of people saying, hey, you know, you need to come through our town and we'll figure it out. So I'm trying to think about, like, Chris making a six-city stop in the Midwest, Detroit, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and a couple other stops. You know what I mean? Like, make a little Detroit, Cleveland, Cincinnati.
So you're talking to, like, club owners and stuff? Or
yeah. I am.
Okay. Great,
so maybe,
man.
Maybe I could fit Chicago. Chicago, St. Louis, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Detroit.
Cleveland!
That all works right there.
Okay. Okay. Well, keep us posted on that.
Yes.
I never happening? Miss a Rob Parker comedy show.
Yeah, you know, you haven't been to one
and
yet.
Me either,
I know.
Chris.
I got it. I got it.
Alex,
I was at the first one in spirit. You know,
you guys, Monty, you know, Alex hasn't been to one. Rob G, y'all don't love me. It's okay.
Wow.
It's okay, man.
I have an excuse. I'm actually
hurt.
3,000 miles away.
Chris, you could warm up the private jet. Stop it.
Alex and Rob G, they got to answer for themselves.
You know what?
But
my AM 570 family, I mean, front and center. Rodney Pete, Kevin Figures, Victor Brick. Ronnie the engineer. Alex, did you hear that? Ronnie the engineer.
Yes, I love Ronnie.
Yes, Ronnie is the best. They've all been there, so maybe
right.
One day.
Well, okay. That's good. Well, we got a great show, a lot of NFL, NBA, all types of stuff to talk about. So keep it locked here, as I said, over the next 180 minutes. You heard him, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex, the sometimey vegan.
Stop it,
on
Chris.
The ones and the twos. Brandon is in for Rob
wow.
G. Rob G working from home today. So Brandon manning the phones as the super producer. And on the updates, you heard him just a moment ago, Isaac Lowenkron. From this moment forward, ILO. All right, Rob, last night I called it. I called that the Philadelphia Eagles' perfect undefeated season would end. Just had a feeling, and that feeling was right. And they lose, 32-21, I think, was the final to the Washington Redskins.
Commanders.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Washington Commanders. You probably saw his quote, Rob.
Yep.
He said, all that 17-0 blank can end right now. That's a paraphrase. And let me say this, Rob, and you know that was my cry last week, that a loss would be good for them. But I got to be honest, I don't really like hearing it come from one of their players. I think it's one thing for me or anyone outside of the team or the organization to say it, because we're not there. We're not on the team. But for a player to say that, Rob, after merely an 8-0 start already tells me it was starting to get to him. Like, he was downright gleeful. Not that they lost, of course, but that the quest for 17 was over. So they weren't 12-0. They weren't 14-0, where it really was getting like, uh-oh, will they go undefeated? They were 8-0. They weren't even halfway through the season. And so, to me, that just backs up what I said, that I think this was good for them. Obviously, you try to win. They should. I'm sure they did try to win. But I think the pressure would have been overwhelming. And, you know, when you go undefeated, it is like, and you're trying to win the Super Bowl, it's almost like you got to win the Super Bowl. You're going for the Super Bowl, but also, like, the field, you know, the mythical best team ever, you know, so it's just added pressure. I think also being human, it can lead to you getting overconfident. Rob, 2007. And this is a team that I think was just better than everybody in the league. You know who I'm talking about, the Patriots with Tom Brady, with Randy Moss, Bill Belichick, one of the greatest quarterback ever, one of the greatest coaches ever, one of the greatest wide receivers ever. And they couldn't close out an undefeated season. And, Rob, what did Tom Brady say? When Plaxico Burress, our Fox Sports radio colleague, said he was predicting a 23-17.
It was
23-14.
I thought he said 17-14.
It was 17-14.
No, I think that's
he
what he
said. He wasn't right on the money. I think the score was.
I just remember Tom Brady said, we're only getting 14,
right,
is what
right.
Brady
he
said.
Laughed. Because they, Rob, they averaged almost 37 points a game that year. And so Tom Brady, whatever, I think the prediction Plaxico said was like 23-14. I'll check it out. But Brady laughed and said, we're only going to score 14 points. You're human. You're averaging 37. And now somebody from a wild card team is saying you're only going to get 17. So that's my point, Rob, that, the final was 17-14, New York Giants.
Yeah,
so I think ultimately
he said 23-17.
Yeah, that 23-7. Okay,
right.
So no,
Brady
prediction.
Right.
I thought Brady said we're only going to score 14 points, but maybe it was 17.
What was the final in the game? Was it 17?
The final was 17-14.
Okay.
So Plaxico's prediction, I'll get it. But anyway, that's my point. Is that it can just make you cocky. So at the end of the day, I think they can learn from this. They're not the perfect team. They're not head and shoulders above everybody else in the NFC or maybe even their division. They got a lot of work to do. So I think this sends them back to the drawing board, Rob, in a good way. And this is good for them.
Chris,
his prediction, Rob, was 23-17.
All right, and they only got 14.
Yeah.
17-14 was the, right? Is that the final?
17-14 was the final.
Okay. Anyway, Chris, I hear you. I don't think it has anything to do with what's going to happen in the postseason. I think that sounds good. It's something to talk about this time of year. But in reality, them being 8-0, 9-0, 10-0 would not determine what they're going to do in the postseason.
How about 16?
Just like...
though?
It doesn't even matter. That's the reason that Brady
wouldn't matter.
No, Brady and them didn't lose because they were 18-0. It's because the Giants played better. The Giants played better. That's all I'm saying. Like, that had nothing to do. Like, it wasn't like they felt the pressure. Oh my God, we're gonna do it. We're gonna go 19-0 and have a perfect season and match the Dolphins, and it's gonna be even better because we played more games than the Dolphins. That's not why they lost. That they lost because the Giants made plays. Eli made plays. They had Eli in their grasp. They were close to winning that game. And Eli sidestepped, pulled away, and made an unbelievable throw. That wasn't even ball game on Tyreek. What was his name on
David Tyree.
That was just to keep the play and the drive alive. That wasn't a game where he just threw it up in the end zone and he came down with it. He still had to find Plaxico to beat them. So I understand, like the whole notion and the idea that they were even thinking about 17-0 when you're 8-0 with
that's ridiculous.
9 games to go. Really? You're marking off the calendar? I saw the Colts 14-0 and they didn't even finish the job. It's hard to do, but I don't believe there's any correlation between what you do in the regular season and the postseason. And that's how teams get hot and they win. And teams who are great all year, they flame out because they weren't prepared, they weren't ready, whatever it is. But I don't think that the Eagles looked at this year and go, yeah, let's lose a couple games so we can win the Super Bowl.
Well,
if we lose
that,
a couple
though?
Games.
I mean, who said that? Nobody
no, I'm
said
just saying.
They went out there trying to lose a couple games.
I didn't
games.
Say they tried to lose, but that mentality of losing now to learn what?
But who said that? You're saying that like that's what I was saying.
All right, so what's your point about the postseason?
I was saying at the end of the day, this is a learning experience and it'll be good for them. I said, when I said it last week, when I said it today, you don't go out there and try to lose. You don't go out there and try not to play your best. But the fact that they lost, I think is good because one, they can learn from it. Now, you can learn from a win too. But I think this wakes you up like, you know what, we're not as good as we think we may have thought we were. But my main point is the pressure, the scrutiny.
So,
even in 2007, it's still social media wasn't nearly as big as it is today. The talk shows weren't quite as big as they are today. Like, to me, that added scrutiny, that added pressure, all of that would just make it even harder. Now, you're right. You get on the field, you got to play. I mean, nobody's denying that. But I do think that stuff would have made it tougher for Philadelphia. And off the field, things can affect you. And so I think it's very tough today to, or in any period, but particularly today, to go undefeated throughout the whole season and the playoffs, especially with the added scrutiny.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't think that there's any correlation between the two, and I'd have to see some evidence. Just because there's social media and the talk shows don't mean that everybody's watching it or the players who are involved. It's about making plays. It's about going out, being prepared. It's about those things that matter. Whether you win or lose, you could have a great game plan and still wind up losing the game. And what did you learn from it? They play better than us. My God, the guy just kicked a 65-yard field goal. What else could we do? We kept him out of field goal range, and he still made it. I mean, I don't know if you go back home and go, oh, wow, yeah, we're going to learn from this. We should have held him to 75 yards. Like you could lose games, Chris, and it not be your fault. So I just don't – I don't have the correlation between regular season and what this is going to do for the Eagles come postseason. That's what I'm trying to figure out from what you're saying. How does that
all
correlate?
Right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Was last night's loss to Washington a blessing in disguise for Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. We are live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-996-6369. Do you think last night's loss was a blessing in disguise for the Eagles?
All right, Trey in Bethlehem. I've been there. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Trey. Yeah, Bethlehem is a long way away, Chris. You know what I'm saying? Have you been to Bethlehem, Chris?
Nah, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania? I'm not sure. I may have been through.
Bethlehem.
I have not been to the biblical Bethlehem, no.
Yeah.
You have?
I've been there. Yeah. Tremendous.
Okay. It is a trash talking Tuesday. You'll get your chance to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports in the third hour of the show. You got 30 to 40 seconds to rant, so come correct. Rob, who did you trash today on Deadspin?
I trashed the Dallas Cowboys, Chris. I just thought like that was a win that they needed to put away and, you know, move on with their season. That would have been significant. You would have killed the Packers. You would have beaten, quote unquote, a pretty good team on the road, right? They were up by 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
Game they should have won. And they didn't get it done. And this is why nobody believes in the Cowboys, Chris. The last 26 years, this is why. Because every time they have that moment, they don't do it. All right, wait, Chris, we do have a call.
I'm with you and Rob, more so even because of last night's loss by Philly.
Right.
That would have put them a game back. And they play Philly again, so they would have controlled their
they
own.
They would have had it. That was big.
Now they don't. All right.
Let's go to Jerome in South Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, I told you last year the Cowboys are a fraud. I still believe that. Whenever they step up in competition is when they play the smallest. And the Eagles are a fraud, too. It was only a matter of time running that high school offense or the beard or shit with him dropping back. He's dropping back to throw. Yeah,
right.
High school offense.
It is the type of offense
college
you see
offense
at the lower
they're
level.
Fraud.
Yeah, most people don't think it could work in the NFL. I do think they're not as good as what you'd expect from an 8-1 team. But they're a good, they're a playoff level team. I wouldn't say fraud, but unless
a lot
somebody's
of people are saying that
the,
they got exposed last night.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to say that, like I've never for one moment this season believed they were the definitive best team in the NFC.
We both picked the Cowboys to win the division. Remember, we were like, until I see, I'm not buying. Because a lot of people were on the Eagles bandwagon, and when they got off to the good start. We looked at each other and we were like, maybe we missed something. You know, we thought maybe we missed something, but I don't.
Right. They're good, but they're not what you'd expect from an 8-1 squad.
No. And we got Trey in Bethlehem. I'm assuming Bethlehem, PA. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Trey?
Hello, Chris. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. We got you.
All right. Sorry about the mix-up. I live about maybe an hour and a half from Philly. And I was listening to all the Philly radio stations throughout the week. Same question out to their viewers, asking if they want the Eagles to lose games. And the consensus seemed that fans wanted their team to lose, which I just personally don't understand.
Well, look, again.
I love you guys, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trey.
No, I'm sure they would love their team to go 16, 17-0 and then what? what would it be, Rob? 20-0, 19-0, 20-0, I guess.
Right, right.
You know, but it's just an understanding of how different. Nobody's done it since 1972. That's 50 years.
But how many games did they play? 12?
No, well, 14. And then they went 17-0.
14, right.
You know, 17-0, all including the playoffs. So I think that's more of just an understanding of the difficult nature of it. And again, the pressure. Yes, of course, you have to perform on the field. But that scrutiny, constant questions about it, I think it just can make it more difficult. So I actually get why the fans, and you know, Rob, how good the Philly fans are. Obviously, they want their team to win. But I think that's what that was about. All right, we got Ephraim Salaam, FSR weekend host, coming up, friend of the show, in a moment. But first, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Yes, sir. Shekel City, Bet MGM. And, of course, I'm sick. I was sick the other night because I put down $350 on the Raiders and they screwed me. Can I say that on radio? And last night, Chris, I didn't bet a dime, a near shekel, and I went 3-0 last night. Can you believe that? I mean, that's what gambling does to you.
How often do you put money on it?
Almost every night.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, but so not a lot of money. Really upset.
Not a lot of money, but you know what I mean.
You're like. Upset.
Yeah, I mean, I last night, and I felt good about my picks. I had the Commanders plus 11, Chris, last night. I had the Hornets minus 1.5, and I had the Thunder plus 11.5, and the Celtics only beat them by like 5 or 6.
Right.
So that was a good cover there. But anyway,
most of the game. Yeah.
All right. Tonight, I got the Nets as my best bet plus 1.5 at the Kings, Chris. They lost to the Lakers Sunday night.
Yep.
AD had a great night for them. The Nets aren't going to win every game. They're off to a nice little get out of the hole. They're not going to win every game. But I think they bounce back against the Kings in Sacramento at that nice arena downtown. I got the Jazz minus 4.5, Chris, hosting the Knicks. I don't know what the Knicks are. One night they give up 145.
And you know the Jazz, they play smart and they play up to their ability.
I thought Tibbs was a defensive coach, Chris. Am I missing something?
That was before the three-point line became so predominant.
Okay.
Really?
He was
tremendous. Because his philosophy is keep teams away from the rim and the paint.
And so that worked then. Okay, back then.
It was great, right? But now. Yep.
And I'm going to go with the Clippers plus 6.5, Chris. They're in Dallas to take on the Mavericks. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Ephraim Salaam is around the corner. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We're the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios.
And fellas, you know what time it is. It's time for me to tell you about treating your groins. Stop treating them like they're junk. That's right. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me right. A gentle, easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming Bram, show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. We welcome in friend of the show, Ephraim Salaam. What's up, brother?
What's happening?
We are good.
I'm sorry I'm late, man. I was working, man. I apologize.
It's all good, man. We just glad to get you on. Last night, we heard after the game A.J. Brown say all that 17-0 stuff is done. He almost was gleeful when he said it. I think, obviously they go out there, you try to win. You don't want to lose. But I actually think it takes a lot of pressure off of them that could have come later in the season and in the playoffs had they been undefeated. And obviously you can also learn, and it can humble you and get you back to the drawing board. I think it was good for them to lose last night as much as they didn't want to. Where are you at on that?
Well, I as a competitor, somebody who played in the league a long time, I would never say it's good to lose. I understand the sentiment, but if I can win every game, I want to win every game. I'll deal with the playoff pressure and all of that, the Super Bowl pressure when we get there, but I want to win every game. Right. So, to me as a player, I don't you block out the noise anyway. Right. Like, so A.J. Brown, when things weren't going well, you block out the noise, and you have to have that same mentality. When things are going great, you have to block out the noise. Right.
So does it bother you that he said that? Because I didn't like him saying that. I agree with you. I didn't like him saying it.
No, because it makes it feel like that was the sentiment in the locker room.
Right.
Like guys are sitting around like, man, I can't wait till they stop asking us about going undefeated. Like, who wants to be stopped about
right.
asking about that? No.
Right.
Come on now. Like, if we're going to be real, like, we in this thing. Let's go and let's win 17 games. Right? Like, no team has ever been 17-0 in the regular season. Let's do it. It doesn't work. Does that make them not a good team? No, they still got the number one team in the league tied with Minnesota with the best record. So, you know, moving forward, I hope they can take this and learn from it, and this doesn't become a thing that turns their season the second half of the year the other way, which is possible as well.
Ephraim, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, they're well documented. Every time they have this big game that they need to take the next step or beat a good team or, you know, in a situation, they don't do it. And that Green Bay, they're up 14 points going into the fourth quarter. And you saw the record, Ephraim. They were 195-0 when leading by 14 points going into the fourth quarter, including playoffs, and they lose in Green Bay. What does that say about the Cowboys, or are you still on their bandwagon?
Well, I was never on the bandwagon, just FYI.
A lot of people were. You know they got into it.
I get it. But what it says is the Cowboys are the Cowboys. Now, no matter how much pomp and circumstance and how much things look the way they look, they find a way to come back down to reality, right? The most valued American sports franchise on the planet Earth, must-see TV, all of that, yeah. But they haven't been to the Super Bowl or close to the Super Bowl. And, I mean, the kids weren't even alive the last time.
Are you ready for this?
Their players weren't even alive.
Only three teams haven't been to a conference championship game like in the last 25 or 6 years. And guess who the three teams are? Mm. It's like the Lions, the Browns, Chris, and the Cowboys.
Yep. And you don't want to be in that company.
Can you believe that?
You don't want to be in that company. Not as America's team.
Are you, Ephraim, worried about Buffalo? Now, of course, they've lost, you know, a few games and two games in a row. What do you
A lot of turnovers, too, in the red zone.
Josh, a lot of turnovers. I'm not worried about Buffalo because Buffalo has talent, right? You can talk to me about being worried about a team that doesn't have a premier elite quarterback or elite receivers or an inadequate defense. Like, then I'm concerned. Buffalo has enough talent that, you know, the teams that they'll finish out the season playing, they can't match the talent level. So Buffalo will end up falling into a bunch of wins just based on the fact that the majority of the time they'll have the best quarterback on the field and the best receiver. So I'm not too much worried about them. They're stumbling. It's a long season. Get them out now heading into the second half of the season. You want to be clicking on all cylinders. So it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back and how they approach the last few months of the season. But I'm not worried about it.
Let's go to Seattle and the season that they've been having. Now, they lost over in Europe to Tom Brady and the Bucks. But is that ride over or that was just a loss? Because they played way past expectations. Pete Carroll's got to be Coach of the Year at this point. What do you make of Seattle? And can they keep winning and sustain what they've built so far in the first half?
I think they can because the formula is there. Now, it hurt losing Rashad Penny, but Walker has stepped in and been a dominant replacement for that. Look, Geno takes care of the ball. He's completing a high percentage of his passes. He has two elite receivers, right? And the defense is playing better. So all of that, that's a recipe for winning. That's a recipe for continuing to have success. Pete Carroll is doing his thing, and now you don't have the shadow. You don't have to answer the question about, you know, Russell Wilson, and should he pass more? Like, when you the funny thing is, once a team gets rid of a player like Russell, what happens is you take away the uncertainty and always having to answer the questions, right? So you don't have that in the room anymore. So now you can breathe. You can actually breathe at the press conference, and you don't have to, well, should we let them throw more? Should we run the ball more? Now they can really get into a groove and just play football, and that's what they've been doing. That's why they've had success.
Ephraim, we got like 40 seconds. You know how the hard outs work. Your biggest takeaways from Jeff Saturday winning that game Sunday?
Look, do I think he was qualified to get the head coaching job? No. But when, you know, owners get to do whatever they want to, I'll say this. Maybe that's what they needed to galvanize those guys in the locker room. You see what he went
they
back with Matt
more
Ryan.
Energetic,
he, he,
or maybe
he
it was just
well.
Maybe it was McDaniels. Maybe it was just McDaniels.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and they were playing the Raiders, so there's that as well.
You know what I mean? I mean, everybody's giving Jeff Saturday all his credit.
And he deserves credit.
The Raiders
credit,
are terrible.
But Josh wow. McDaniels, I mean, come on. That's
enough.
From
enough already.
Loss.
Seriously, just, with Josh.
You can't lose that game. You can't lose
that game. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
All right. That's our man, Ephraim. Salam.
Thanks.
Peace, brother. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. Parker's Power Rankings is later in the show. That's always fun. We couldn't go to him now. He makes them up right before that segment. So I think you heard me. Now he's about to get back on the mic.
What was that?
I said you couldn't do your Power Rankings in this segment because you make them on right before the segment.
Did I?
You make
do
them
that?
Up right before the segment.
That's right.
All right. We got 2 hours left.
Odd Couple,
keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!